in line with. You see a nigga like me shining, grinding. You know what I keep in the line in. Niggas better stay in line with.
Oh, I gotta turn here. Like there's a lot of traffic right there. I gotta go this way.
My grind's about family, never been about fame. Some days I wasn't able, there was always came. 4.5, I'll get you in the game. Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my...
You got like 4.2? It's a goddamn shame.
It's whoever gets in the way. Not to mention the highway, the best by the lake.
It's just how the math works out.
The meaning of the icing on the cake. I'm king like a triple. Balance weight through the hood. Kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel. Plated whistle. One eye closed, I'll hit you. As if I was Slick Rick, my name is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One will leave you frozen, the other nodding toes, and I'm grinding, Jack.
Oh, man. I want a drink. That's the thought. Then there's my head.
Was that all that mean? Oh. I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm the nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with the fags.
But the gas station I go to has been letting me down. Where am I gonna go? What am I gonna do? The gas station across the street has a different selection, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a better one.
I call my homies not 9/11. I'm that nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac. Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love? Bitch, who you love?
I'm gonna go to the Shell station across the street from the Chevron I always go to. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go there and buy a drink.
Shorty named Texas, she got a buddy named OJB, and now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night. That's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, nigga, thought I told you. If you a player in the game, it should hold you. And man shot my nigga game, he just rolled through. Eating crab out of Malibu and Noble. A lot of fools putting salt in the game. Until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping on the pole to make. Did the model, took a flight to the Golden State. I'm the general, just making sure my soldier's straight. Had to leave my nigga home, he got an open case. But I'm big on the West, like I'm big in the South. So we gon' play some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young money shit, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush that ass even if it ain't too big. I will pinky swear, but my pinky ring too
bitch,
big.
Who you love?
Hey, 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 hey.
Bitch, who do you love?
All right.
place is still selling them 2 for $4. The place across the street took away all the stickers and stuff that say that they're selling. I don't know if they are charging full price, but they definitely are not advertising any kind of 2 for $4 business. Or, you know, I think it was 2 for $4 on the Rockstar, 3 for $5 on the Monsters. I forget. No, that's not that. That's not that gas station. That's a different gas station. It's holy love. It's holy love. So I bought 2 Monsters. For $4. And for some reason, I don't even know why and shit, but, you know, like I said, I came here for some variety and to get a drink that I don't see everywhere. I bought another fucking Monster Energy Gronk with the football man on it. I hear it cures concussions when you drink it, which is cool. Can't be too careful.
I done lost too many homies in these past couple years. This shit breaks. Rest in peace, my nigga CJ Mack. Rest in peace, my nigga City Black Frog, dog. Rest in peace, my nigga Tiny M. Last but not least, rest in peace, my nigga Big M.
Fell asleep with this song accidentally on repeat on a flight to Japan, and I can't, like, this song now, like, fucking, like, it triggers, like, crazy, like, plane feelings. Like, oh god, this flight is so long. I'm so uncomfortable right now. Why is it so hot? Oh, because I fell asleep. And when I wake up from a nap, I'm always on fucking fire. Easy come, easy go, you had your turn. Temporary niggas touching up your fur. You see, a rapper is a kid that brags and acts big. A mama is a nigga that can handle his biz. Yo, a rapper is a kid that's trying to be the shit. An entertainer ain't trying because he already is. Yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment. We're all imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement. Where lights, camera, action is the language. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment. We're all imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement. Where lights, camera, action is the language. That was back when I had an iPod Mini. J-Bob was on the high, so the people was high. Yo, we like to rock the party with adrenaline and passion. The crowd started screaming, action, satisfaction. Yo, Mark dropped the beat, brought the heat from the fire. We brought the energy and street car named Desire. We was dipping, they was tripping high, we was old schooling. Needle to the groove, hands in the air moving. Then we said to the crowd, this is the place to be. Whether you paid a fee or you got it free. So when you step through the door, the music gets loud. Maneuver through the crowd to get a better view now. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment.
What was that thing, like 4 gigs? Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement with lights. Action is the language of being an MC. You got to be so fresh to have style and finesse way above the rest. With the strong delivery, vocal chemistry, street poetry, in tune with the beat. So if you think you got the skills, come and take a test. Microphone check if you're truly a blessed. If you can flow like water, it can comprehend. You need longevity in this game to win. Now if you wanna be the best, you got to move and motivate. Watch the money that you make in the industry's next. Cause some of these people ain't got no class, and some of these folks will make you beat them. If you can believe, then you can achieve. Get the loop, loop the dream, be on top of the scene. To keep the people in it and accumulate fans. To be dope in the studio and
slamming the jam. So welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment. We're all imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz, arrangement with lights. Camera action is the language. Welcome party people while we got your attention. There's a few things we'd like to mention. My name is Jurassic,
but they call us J5.
We rock bonafide, fly rhymes, multiply.
We got a few DJs controlling the beat and
vocal harmonies make it sound so sweet.
With the four horsemen, the words of caution
expressed in fifth in an orderly fashion.
With the rhyming, designing, the music on timing. The fellas saying no when the ladies losing their mind. The breaking, the sketching, this thing called rapping. The cultivated music that keeps your hands clapping. Passion, reaction, the street satisfaction. Brothers using old tactics to make it happen. The rhythm, the spirit, you love it when you hear it.
Nowadays, when you're sampling shit, you gotta clear it.
Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment. We're all imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz, arrangement with lights. Camera action is the language. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment. We're all imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz, arrangement with lights.
Camera action!
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Pull my Timberland boots so I can start the text. Scandalous, get a whiff of this mess. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blitz. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling in the seats recline. Another winner late.
So I guess it's kind of a big day, video game wise. I guess, you know, not maybe not as big as last Friday. You know, Call of Duty is out today, and I played a bunch of that. Uh, And it's also the day that people can start talking about the Xbox One X stuff that they've seen. Of which I've seen some. There's not as much to see right now as I think there will be next week. It's been interesting, an interesting process. Like, it was similar for the PlayStation Pro. Where, like, you have the device, but none of the patches have hit yet. So you're like, wait, is it, when's your patch hitting? So you start having to send out a bunch of emails that are like, so when's your patch hitting? Microsoft was very upcoming about, you know, like, or very forthcoming with information about their stuff. You know, they sent out, I got like two emails last night that were like, hey, Halo 5 works now. And, oh wait, here's another, Halo Wars does now as well. And then earlier in the day, the Quantum Break patch hit. And at some point last night, Assassin's Creed updated. And last week, Killer Instinct updated. The thing I'll say, for people that are, you know, buy one of those things to know, is a super useful thing that I saw Arthur mention on Twitter, is that if you're in My Games and Apps and you hit both bumpers, start and select, or whatever the fuck they call those buttons now, it'll pop up a big info screen that if you look at it closely enough, it'll tell you if the game is Xbox One X enhanced and which version of the assets you have installed. Because with Killer Instinct, I ran into a situation where, like, they had pushed a patch, and the game said it was all up to date, but it still wasn't showing up. I had to basically delete it and reinstall the whole thing, and then it was showing up as, hey, this is Xbox One X enhanced, and all that other stuff. Halo 5, yeah, 4K, no HDR. I'll say, I played one game of Halo 5 before their patch hit, and then just played one last night after their patch hit, and, like, that game already, like, it is either aged really poorly, like, did that game always look bad? I jumped into the multiplayer, and, like, just the weird remaster of a 360 game, like, it doesn't look good. And, you know, like, I remember Halo 5 looking fine when it came out. I don't know, you know, maybe just, hey, things have changed. You know, like, it was sharp. It was the sharpness of the resolution. Like, certainly you get that at 4K or whatever. But, like, maybe it's just the lack of HDR. Maybe that's what it was. But it didn't, like, it kind of looked bad. You know, Gears 4 has an option in settings that you can toggle between performance and visual quality, which is good because when I loaded it up and it defaulted to quality, it was like, oh, here's this game, 4K HDR, 30 frames a second, and you're like, I super don't want to fucking play this game at 30. And in my case, like, you know, that's, you know, everyone's going to have their own situation, right? I mean, like, everyone's going to be coming at this from a slightly different angle. From my angle, I can rotate 45 degrees and play Gears 4 on a PC at, I guess, 1600p, whatever you want to call it, 1440, you know, 1610 resolution, at 60, and it looks fantastic. But then, you know, when you toggle it over to performance instead of quality, like, it still looks plenty sharp, but you get the frame rate that you want. So that's better. Titanfall 2 updated, it looks sharper, I guess. Like, it's not, you know, they're kind of super sampling in some cases, or, you know, they're going, you know, they're getting the resolution. They get the resolution, but, like, the textures are not, I don't know, yeah, it you look at it, and you're like, ah, you know, this probably could still look better. But it basically does, it seems like it's doing the exact same thing that the PS4 Pro did, basically. So I don't know, like, Forza hasn't updated yet, and I don't know that they've said exactly when it is going to hit. Hopefully it'll hit on launch day, because I feel like if you're not, like, that is the game for that stuff. And if they're not getting that out there day one, I don't even know what we're doing. It's weird. The whole thing's weird. Weird, because it should be easy to look at this, to just look at it and go like, well, okay, this is now the most powerful console. I believe when they say it, like, some of those games, you look at it and go like, yeah, I'm not sure that a pro could do this. Maybe it could, I don't know, maybe. But you look at it and go like, yeah, this, you know, what they're saying about the specs holds up, like, you know, all that stuff, but you know, stuff. It's a lot of those games won't get updated. And same. It was the same case for the PS4. That wasn't a big deal, and you know, that's not the end of the world. But it's just it's. It's a strange situation, because you've got, like, the kind of legacy of the Xbox One still kind of wrapped up in the X, and, like, that's a legacy of, like, there are holes in that thing's software library. And I have not loved Microsoft's first-party output on this console the same way that they hit it on the 360. Like, they have not been getting it done there. So, like, the things that the software that you would use to kind of, like, differentiate the consoles or whatever, it's not there the way it was before. And, you know, like, this year ended up being a big year for games out of Japan, right? I mean, you know, Nintendo's stuff shipped, but also, you know, like, Nioh and Nier and Yakuza and stuff like that. And, you know, even just over the years, you know, you look at the platforms out there, even just shit like Galgun, which is a shitty game, but helps to kind of flesh out a diversity of experiences, right? I mean, and, you know, a lot of that stuff is, like, the crazy thing is more and more of that stuff is becoming available on the PC and still not coming to Xbox One. You know, we're beyond the point of, like, oh, well, you know, development resources. Well, no, I mean, that's still very much what it is. But, like, that argument used to be the case as to why it was only coming out on one console. But suddenly you've got, oh, well, you know, like Neo is out on, you know, coming out or out. It just came out, right? Or is it out next week? Neo is on the PC. You know, Nier obviously is on the PC. Like, just, there are a number of those games that don't come to Xbox One. And the Xbox One is worse off for it. Like, none of those games are going to be zillion sellers. But it's the option. It's the it's having the choice that ends up making even the PC, you know, like it makes those other platforms more appealing. So
she was the greatest,
you know, it, like if you really want to play, and then, you know, Microsoft is making the case for power. Like their whole pitch is, this is the most powerful console. It's like, okay, well, like, so then you are, trying to make the case then that power matters, while also trying to split the difference. But like, you know, the people that are like, oh man, power for me matters. Like, okay, well, you should probably save up enough money and get a PC then. If that's truly where your values lie, like, go all the way with it. Even if you don't get a complete top-of-the-line PC, like, you can beat the Xbox One X. Or match it and get access to a wider library of software along the way that includes all of Microsoft's third-party stuff now, or first-party stuff now. So then it becomes like, oh, well, I don't, you know, then you have people that'll be like, well, I don't know from a PC, I don't know how to make that stuff go. Like, okay, so you care about power, but you're tech squeamish, or you care about power, but really you care about price. You just like to say you care about power. Or you know, something along those lines. And so you end up with these increasingly segmented, like, batches of consumers for whom the Xbox One X becomes ideal. Like, who's that thing for? It's like, all right, well, it's for people who care about power, but not so much that they will actually go build them, like, go get the most powerful gaming platform. So it's people who care about power, but don't want the hassle of a PC. Or, you know, in their view, a PC is a hassle. And they don't, or they don't want to spend all the money, but they'll definitely buy a 4K TV, which those things are, you know, coming down in price for sure. So at some point, like, that's just that. I don't know how many people are in that boat. Like, I'm sure there are some, but I don't know. So, like, it's a nice device. Like, it's a good looking box. Like, the games, you know, it does everything they say it will do. But I don't know that that's what I'm, like, that's not, like, it's not enough, I guess. And I think that, you know, they need to get out there and be better at evangelizing the platform, which is, I mean, they've tried so many times over the years to appeal to Japanese developers. You know, when the original Xbox launched, they had Bill Gates over there. They set up their office in Japan. They tried to do all these deals with Japanese developers, publishers, and you know, this, like, that stuff kind of came in bursts. Then roll out a bunch of announcements, and you know, at the start of the Xbox One, they were like, "Hey, what was the scale bound?" You know, like they've had stuff over the years. But it's good for people who are super invested in the Xbox ecosystem. You know what else is pretty good for that? Windows 10. Like, does all that shit. Like, the Xbox app on Windows 10 does... Yeah, like, it is still that ecosystem. So it's just a very... It's weird. Like, this should be easier. This should be an easier situation. But I think because it is this mid-generation thing, where you can look at, like, the last, you know, what, 4 years of software and kind of get a better sense of where both Sony and Microsoft are at, and you kind of know what the PC is doing these days. Like, if this was, like, day one for the platform, and they were launching with a boatload of games and all this other stuff, and Sony was launching the Pro, or Sony had launched the Pro a year ago, and that was their first entry into this generation, like, it'd be a much different story. You'd be like, oh, well, this is, like, over-the-top more powerful, and, you know, yeah, Sony's got a, you know, a lead in the install base because they launched first or whatever, but this thing is more powerful, and I think you'd be able to make a better case, but, like, we know how the last handful of years have gone, and we know how, you know, how developers in Japan have not necessarily been supporting the Xbox One particularly well. Or some of them. I mean, you know, not to say there are zero games from Japan coming out of the Xbox One, that's crazy, but it's just not, it's not where you want it. Especially in a year where that stuff matters more, and that stuff is kind of back in an interesting way. Like, it starts to flesh out the overall... Like if I had to choose one, I wouldn't want to own a platform that didn't play those games. Whether it's a PC or PS4, like, it doesn't matter, I don't give a shit. It's not, you know, it's not about, like, this console over that console. It's, like, what do I need to do to play games? And like, the way some of those games have been coming out on PS4 is cool, because it's, like, it's been a fun reminder of the weird old days of like, PS1 and PS2, of, like, importing weird shit. I mean, fucking, you know, Galgun got a US release. That's stupid. It's fucking stupid. But Yakuza came over also, and they finally brought it over in a way that was, like, appealing to a wider audience, I think. They, you know, whether the audience has gotten to a place where they can appreciate a game like that, or it's just the right time. Because the biggest of the big games are not necessarily hitting with that frequency anymore. But I don't think anyone's saying, like, oh, you need to go out and spend $4,000 on a PC because you need to get a 4K monitor and blah, 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 blah. You know, like, yeah, you could go all the way. Or you could, you know, take some calculated cuts on the PC you're building and get that down. I mean, obviously, an Xbox One X and a 4K TV are going to be cheaper, you know, unless you're going to go get an OLED, which, honestly, I could not recommend enough. That OLED is a good fucking TV. I'm happy to have played everybody's golf this year. You know? And it's all little stuff. Like, none of them are just like, oh, this game is huge and all that shit. It's like, it's a bunch of small to medium stuff, you know, tier-wise or whatever. B games, if you will. And that stuff is just kind of not on the Xbox One. in a lot of cases, or you know, like some of the, like plenty of that stuff. And I guess that's where the whole thing kind of falls apart for me. If it didn't have those gaps in the software library, and there was like if you were just like game for game matched on the third party stuff, and it was just the first party stuff that is different, I would probably choose Microsoft at this point. Because they got the power, and then they would have the games. But they don't. They're missing just a little, just a bit too many, a few too many of those games. I would really like to see someone do the math on total cost of ownership, software and hardware, PC versus consoles. Taking Steam sale pricing into account. You know, obviously day one pricing is going to be day one pricing. You know, that stuff's not going to change. But like, how long would it take you to like save enough money on software to offset the cost of the initial expenditure of building a PC? I guess, you know, like at some point that becomes a weird conversation too, because of the way physical copies of games get discounted on consoles these days. So maybe that doesn't work out the way I think it might, but. But that it would be interesting to see someone do the math on that. Like, okay, let's take the top 100 sellers that are available on all three platforms. Or, you know, available on two of the three platforms. And, you know, maybe you match Gran Turismo to Forza for the purposes like that, or something like that, to try to like build comparisons or something. But I mean, you know, like I own the platforms. It's what I do. And I haven't found a ton of great reasons to use an Xbox One over the last year, you know, because those games come out on PC. Or even, you know, last year, I mostly played Gears 4 on an Xbox One to kind of check it out because I was working on, you know, review stuff. But I, you know, I played that game on the PC. And so with, like, my current situation, when you think about, like, okay, well, I've got a PC that's more powerful than the Xbox One X already. And I've got a Switch and a PlayStation Pro and, you know, like, that stuff. Like, there aren't a lot of reasons for me to use an Xbox One X. Like, what, you know, what are the games that demand you use that specific device? Like, I don't know that there are very many, right? You know, Microsoft stuff comes to the PC. I just want to use this new dumb TV as a good motivator. I bought that TV and definitely was like, I should do more with this thing. But also, the monitor I've got for my PC now is, you know, it is not 4K, but it is not HDR. Shit looks real good on it, and it's right up in my face like a monitor should be, which is fun. And so it's like, even though I ran HDMI to that TV, because it's like, you know, it's right there, it's 5 feet away, I don't leave it hooked up. So, like, you know, I could be going that way with it, too, you know. and just playing that stuff on that same TV. The last Windows 10 update supposedly is better about handling HDR displays. So, you know, this kind of increasing room for HDR support for PC games. It's hard, yeah, like, you know, it's become an incredibly complicated conversation. And the release of the Xbox One X, I think, only makes the conversation more complicated. I don't know, it doesn't seem like the sort of thing that solves a ton of problems for a lot of people. It seems like it's a cool device with a very specific use case for a specific subset of a subset, and for them it'll be really good. It's a well-made device. It is everything they said it was going to be. I think this generation will follow the 3DS with the kind of incremental upgrades to the platform. I think that we, like, you know, the marketing will be, the marketing will try to say otherwise, but I do think that we've kind of reached the end of generations. You know, like, they'll eventually call something the PlayStation 5, right? But I suspect that will, you know, like, it will be a more powerful one of those. Unless they've got a good reason to change the architecture and change the offering in a way that, you know, potentially breaks compatibility and you know, unless they can find a reason that gives them an advantage. Like, I can see them pushing forward with the, you know, the same basic ideas, but higher tech, right? Okay, here's a faster CPU. Here's a better video part. We'll finally put an SSD in these fucking things someday. That was the other thing. The fucking load times on Gears were out of control long. But yeah, yes, exactly. Like, you know, maybe there comes a time when they release a, like, they'll release a platform that will not play, or that will have games on it that the old console won't play anymore. They'll reach that breaking point of, like, okay, we're doing Gran Turismo 7 finally, and it will not run on PlayStation 4s. But your PlayStation 4 games run on PlayStation 5 and so on. Or it becomes like the, you know, like they just eventually, like, here's the minimum spec. Like, this will run on the PlayStation 4 Pro and 5 and 5 Pro, but will not run on a base PS4. You know, like they, that's how I see this going. And they'll make their case and present their story, you know, in different ways, right? Like I said, they will eventually put out a device called the PlayStation 5. Go. But yeah, at some point it does become, here's the, like, the oldest model has been phased out. You can't play these games on the original Xbox One anymore, but it runs on an X, and it runs on an XX. Or whatever. All right. It's time to get gronked. Gronk it up. Ah, nothing like a nice knockoff Red Bull. We worked hard with Gronk to develop the flavor of his drink. He came in and said, "What if it just tasted like a Red Bull?" And we got as close as we could. So yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious to see where we go from here. I think the Xbox One X is neat, even if I feel like it creates a little bit of confusion. Like, we're in confusing times with this stuff, just with where the tech is at and everything, right? So, I want to know, like, I wish I could see where we'll be at in 3 years with this shit. You know, how fast do the prices get cut on the Pro and the X, and at what point do they stop selling the old baseline models? At what point is it just like, yeah, the Pro got cheap enough that we just discontinued the baseline PS4? Or, you know, does the baseline PS4 just go, is just like, is that the thing that's finally like $149, and you're just hitting these extremely mass market prices where you just got fucking millions of these things in homes? And yeah, they're not the most powerful thing, but like, you know, if they stayed the course on that stuff and kept revising and getting the cost down, like, you know, you could reach a lot of fucking people with these boxes that are not being reached yet. Never forget, get crunked up. Yeah, that's, I trust me, I will never forget, get crunked up. And then I guess the other thing that happened today is Call of Duty's out. I don't much care for it. I need to spend more time with it, but I finished the campaign, and it's not a great game. I did not have a very good time with it so far. I think the campaign is really boring. I think it's just, it's a very plain thing that I had, like, you see what they're kind of trying to do with making the characters something you're going to get attached to, so that by the end of the game, you know, they can have a thing happen, and I don't want to spoil it, I guess, but why is Funk Master Flex talking over? What the hell happened? It's the big dog pit bull in the building. Yeah, it's a strange situation with Call of Duty, where like it feels like it kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. They try to give that game, like, a bit of foreshadowing and a moment near the end that kind of pays off that foreshadowing, but by that point you're so disconnected from caring about any of these characters in a real way that it just falls flat. It is hard for me to imagine someone getting actually into the story of that campaign and not just see it as like, oh yeah, you kind of told the same World War II, the same war story that has been happening over and over again since, you know, stuff like Band of Brothers. I don't think it's like a clone of Band of Brothers or Saving Private Ryan or any of that stuff, but you definitely, you see it. It feels like that someone had to sit down and write a World War II story against their will or something, and we're just like, oh, or just they had no good ideas for how to tell this story differently, and so they're just like, I don't know, Normandy to the Rhine, how about that? And everyone kind of shrugged and went, oh yeah, I mean, Normandy's good. It's like Hoth. Can't make a Star Wars game without Hoth. Can't make a World War II game without Normandy. Speaking of Hoth, I got another email from EA detailing further changes they made to the loot box system in Battlefront based on beta feedback and other feedback, I guess. I'm endlessly curious to see how that game will turn out. Because they seem fucking scared. Like, EA's in a weird spot, right? I mean, not exactly a ton of good news out of them lately. Between Mass Effect and this other Star Wars cancellation stuff and the reaction to the Battlefront loot box stuff, like, there's just gotta be, man, it's gonna say a sense of dread around that stuff. Also, Need for Speed seems to be launching to zero buzz. I hope Need for Speed is good. I would like to play a good driving game this year. grind races for currency to get upgrades. Are you telling me that the new Need for Speed is also the crew? Oh, I guess it's out. I guess they always do, like, today would be the day for the fucking EA Access thing or whatever, right? I heard that review copies of that are just now getting out there. Normally when EA is doing a Friday, like, Xbox, like, EA Access thing, they... Check my email when I get in, see if it's sitting there. And if not, then bug them and go, why would you do me like that? I like the driving games. Oh, maybe that's why you would do me like that, because you like the driving games. The Call of Duty launch was pretty rough last night. Like, the online did not work for the first hour. I went to bed at some point and stopped checking, so I don't know when it went up, but it was up this morning. And I logged into the social space and ran around, and as people opened, I stuck to my stated goal of walking around to people who were opening loot boxes. And doing the disappointed emote at them. It doesn't do it like Destiny. Like, you can't direct your emotes at another player. Like, it doesn't say blank was disappointed with blank. But hopefully they'll get the message. I would be curious, I mean, it'd be impossible, right? Obviously. What do you think the soldiers who actually stormed the beach at Normandy would think of all this? Like, oh yeah, this harrowing thing that you did. It's incredibly brave. Check this out. I can do a little dance. Check it out. I can play River Raid on an Atari 2600 here. Most of them don't like it being games already. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, like... But at least... At least if you're trying to authentically recreate it in games, there's something historical about that, in a sense. There's something that is theoretically capable of honoring that sacrifice. Whatever. That's... be easy to get hung up on that. I see why some people would think that that would super fucking suck. The same way people had a lot of problems with the way EA was treating World War One. But I don't know. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good Friday. Gonna record some stuff.